As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
On today's show, Luka Doncic, what? What else is there to say after that Luka leaner? We'll try and find some words. Steph Curry is coming for that play-in tournament and the scoring crown, and the Clippers gave us a lovely moment. Yes, the Clippers gave us a lovely moment. You're smiling whether you like it or not. It's a 12-game night in the association. Let's go. I'm Taz Mullis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, April 15th. Good morning, everybody. Let's start with Luka the Magician. Of course we're starting there. We are not worthy. Dallas in Memphis. It looked like Memphis had this one. It looked like it was over. I'm glad I stayed up late. After midnight Eastern is late for me doing this early morning show, but it's always a lot more special seeing these moments live. And this moment, I will remember. And thank you to Grayson Allen. It was all worth it. The Grizzlies' Grayson Allen missed two free throws with Memphis up two with 2 seconds left, leaving the door open. Let's all thank Grayson Allen because it gave us the Luka leaner. Luka got the inbound, had to step around Jonas Valanciunas, who wasn't going to foul. Luka planted his foot behind the three-point line, leaned in, was off balance. He was like at a 45 degree and chucked in a three with one hand on the ball, just let her float. Oh my goodness, what is there to say? Great Grizzlies response on Twitter of just, bruh. That's it, four letters, bruh, yeah. Because it looked like it was over. And that floater is pretty unbelievable. The photos coming from it, everything, just how he was falling down on the floor. And it looked like Doncic had made a mistake with 12 seconds left, down three. Doncic kind of looked for a three himself, but it wasn't there, so he went into the lane. It was fouled taking a two. Other guys were available for a three, but with only 3 seconds left at that point, he got hit, went to the free throw line, hit only one free throw, so the Mavs were down two, and then Grayson Allen missed those two free throws, and then we got this. I flash back to last year's playoffs where Luka had that wild game winner versus the Clippers in OT, game four, if you remember that step back, the double bang from Mike Breen on the call. Bang! Bang! We got that from Breen. That was special. This guy is special. My freaking goodness. The Mavericks are only one game back of sixth, and they despise the play-in tournament, so they want to get up to sixth, and the rest of their schedule is as easy as it gets in the NBA. So Luka could be starting here a run for the Mavericks to get them out of the play-in tournament spot. We might not get Luka in the play-in tournament, but it sure looks like we're getting Steph Curry. Steph had 42 points in just 29 minutes versus OKC. He hit 11 threes, had a perfect third quarter where he went 8-for-8 and scored 25 points in that quarter. And he could catch Bradley Beal for the scoring lead in the coming weeks. Beal is at 31.0. Steph is at 30.7. That would be his second scoring title of his career. The Warriors locked in and got a win to stay in the play-in tournament if the season ended today. And they got a little more breathing room with the Pelicans loss behind them. The Pelicans took on the Knicks. We had Zion Williamson comparisons on our Beach Step In podcast on Wednesday. I compared him to Charles Barkley and LeBron. the handle of a big man in Charles Barkley, the finishing of LeBron James. Trey went a little off the board. He went with Tony Parker along with Shaquille O'Neal because Parker could get into the lane but didn't shoot threes, and Shaq's finishing. Whatever your comparison is, the Pelicans need to get more three-point shooting around Zion this offseason. They hit 11 fewer threes than the Knicks, and they're shooting under 25% from three the last five games. Zion's still getting his points without shooting around him because he's that freaking good, but life would be so much easier. He had 25 points on 10 of 19 shooting in this one. I overestimated Steven Adams' addition to this team. I just thought he'd be tough and help out, but him combined with Eric Bledsoe's struggles and Lonzo Ball out, there's just not enough shooting. They haven't been able to find it around Zion Williamson. There is going to be some rejigging of that lineup in the offseason. Let's stick in the West before jumping to the East on Wednesday's busy schedule, because we got a heart warmer here. The Clippers got a nice win in the standings without Kawhi Leonard or Paul George in the lineup when it didn't look like it was going to happen. Down 11 late in this game, they came back, and their hero was Reggie Jackson, playing in his first game in Detroit since being waived last season. He buried the game winner with only 2 seconds remaining on the clock. And the camaraderie afterwards, some nice morale, the celebration after the shot. Call me the body language doctor, but I like this for the Los Angeles Clippers. Even Kawhi Leonard had to friggin' smile. And just one note here, Nikola Batum coming off the bench, but closing games for the Clippers. He had a 3-block game and then a 5-block game recently coming into this one. Him along with Kawhi and Paul George throwing a point guard, whether it's Beverly or Rondo, and then a bigger guy, Marcus Morris or Zubats. That's their closing lineup. It's looking great. They're shooting great from the 3-point line. Always a question mark when they get into the postseason. Will they deal with adversity well? But right now, they're playing so, so well. The Clippers look like they'll finish no lower than third in the standings because it'll be hard for Denver to catch them without Jamal Murray, although they took care of Miami as they started life without Jamal. Michael Porter Jr. had 25 to lead 6 guys in double figures. Jokic, Nikola Jokic's triple-double, getting everybody involved. What a nice guy, right? It's on his shoulders, and he tore up the Heat defense. To the East we go, Orlando, Chicago. The Bulls' night peaked pregame when Josh Robbins of The Athletic tweeted a joke that Nikola Vucevic responded to, or Vucevic made the joke. Anyways, Josh Robbins reporting for the Magic that Mo Bamba wasn't going to play, and Vucevic responded with Vucevitis, playing against his old team. But my God, that was the peak of the night because the Magic got everything they wanted against the Bulls defense. Everything. Got on the offensive glass, or cutting well on offense, getting to the hoop way too easily. Vuce had 29 points, hitting over half his shots. A good night, but my goodness, the Bulls defense, laughable. Combined with the Raptors win, Chicago only 1.5 games from being in 11th and out of the play-in tournament. They're currently in 10th. They hold the tiebreaker with Toronto if it comes to that. Are we doing tiebreakers for play-in spots now? Yeah, I guess so. We absolutely are. Moving to those Raptors. Raptor forever, DeMar DeRozan came to town with the San Antonio Spurs. But this was Toronto's night. The Raps went real big. OG Anunoby was playing the two, and he was being featured. He was banging home jumpers. A recent pickup, Cam Birch, made his first start with Toronto, giving the Raptors plenty of solidity at that center spot, something they have been lacking. Why didn't Orlando give him to Toronto just a little bit sooner? The Raptors got 6 guys in double figures, and the best 11th place team in NBA history could fight for a playoff spot because of this new format. It's not over, and it's not over for the Wizards either. As we've said on What You Need to Know many a times, Westbrook's second half of the season last year with the Rockets is where he really turned it on and played well. Well, Russell Westbrook is playing very, very, very well. His last 18 games in 31 days, so he's played 18 games in 31 days, he has had a triple-double in all but 4 of those games. He's averaging 24, 13, and 13 in that span. Thanks to StatMuse for that stat. The Wizards got a win over the Sacramento Kings. Of course, another Russell Westbrook triple-double. His 6th straight triple-double. They're tied with the Raptors for 11th in the East. Yeah, we're watching 11th spot in the Eastern Conference standings. This playoff format looks to be working. To the top, Nets 76ers. No Harden or Durant. Harden is hurt. Kevin Durant resting on a back-to-back, so this wasn't Steve Nash sitting guys in order to give Philly fewer reps against his guys before the playoffs, although that would be great if he was doing that. No Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge either, yes. A lot of good things happening there in Brooklyn, but nothing really to learn from this game other than Aldridge better be ready to guard Joel Embiid if they face off in the Eastern Conference Final, because that's likely where they'd meet, because Embiid torched DeAndre Jordan for 39 points. Kyrie had 37. The two were tied for first in the East coming in, but Philly's now a game up, and they got the tiebreaker. Gotta love those tiebreakers. They held off a late rally by the Nets bench players. A little further down in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee visiting Minnesota. Karl-Anthony Towns sitting out the second of two games because of personal reasons. His mom passed away almost a year to the day, so he was sitting out two games. And like the first game, it was played a little earlier in the day in front of no fans as a safety precaution in the Minnesota area. Milwaukee now two games back of Brooklyn for the two spot in the East. And some injury news. P.J. Tucker played after missing 10 games. He's played sparingly since being acquired from Houston a month ago. He's going to be a player for them in the postseason. But Giannis also continuing to sit out with a knee issue. Cleveland, Charlotte. This was a bit of a Kevin Love throwback game. Playing through the 32-year-old Cavaliers big man late. What? He had 17 points. Two more seasons left on that juicy contract. Next year, he'll be more tradable. Torian Prince, he had one of those scorching hot games that Prince has every once in a while. 25 off the bench. Charlotte lost three in a row. Very unlikely they'll fall out of the play-in tournament, though. Gordon Hayward, LaMelo Ball, hopefully those guys come back soon. Last game here on the docket. Pacers beat the Rockets. India's getting healthy. They're absolutely not a pushover of a team down the stretch, and the Rockets, they're just playing out the string. There's 12 games. Try to wrap it up for you as quickly as I can. Make sure to join me tomorrow, where I'll give you the news again as fast as I possibly can. I'll see you then.